Okay, we are now joined by two drivers from 2311. The driver of the number 45 Monster Energy Toyota, and that's Kurt Busch, and the driver of the number 23 DoorDash Toyota, and that is Bubba Wallace. If you have a question for either of them, please raise your hand, and we'll get you a mic, and we'll start up right here.
Hello, guys. I'm Justin Banner of Motor Trend. First of all, Kurt Busch, what's it like driving for essentially a brand new team that's got about a year's experience under it?
It's perfect for me in the setting that I'm in and with my career and the different teams I've raced for and the timeline. And the timing of all this was really choreographed by Toyota. And I'm very thankful that Monster Energy wanted to make this move and create this opportunity to come to a brand new team, brand new car number, and to work as a veteran driver to leave something behind. You know, my time is starting to show its age, but yet at the same time having so much fun, and to be part of the Coliseum event like this, you know, if I was not racing, I would have tried to find a ride to be here. So just again, Toyota, Monster Energy, and a great group of guys that will be off and running here soon.
And Bubba, a question I got for you is, what's it like going back to a track this small?
It's exciting. It reminds me a lot. Post and I were talking a lot like the summer shootout and racing legend cars. So I'm glad I went back and ran that a couple years ago to knock the rust off. But it's cool to see it being pulled off, and hats off to NASCAR and everybody here in LA to make this happen, that it's actually happening. So I think we were expecting a lot different. And then we got on track actually this morning for some practice laps, and it was like, all right, you know, we can make a race out of this. So it'll be fun.
How you guys doing? Dayton Thomas with Vibe Magazine. Bubba, thanks for interviewing with us last year. My question is for both of you guys. How excited are you to see Pitbull and Ice Cube perform today?
Now that's the questions I like. It's all racing stuff, man. That's the obvious. I'm excited. I got to talk again with Cube last night for his sound check. So excited to have him back out in our sport. And then Pitbull, you know, being around him, with him coming on board last year with Trackhouse is super cool. Super cool for our sport, super cool for the fan base. And, you know, he brings in a different perspective too. So they've done a lot of exciting things over there for the race team. But to have him back in his element as a performer is pretty dope.
Yeah, just the whole atmosphere. Again, like NASCAR built this for us to race. The entertainment value of everything that's part of this. I mean, just walking up here and seeing this view, it's something we've never done before. And so to have a concert right in the middle of the race, heck yeah, it's all about having fun and doing something different.
Okay, we'll go back here, gentlemen. We'll go to Greg and then the gentleman in the gray shirt.
Hey, Bubba. Greg Engel, Forbes. Hey, Kurt. sorry. You've got the Netflix show coming out in February, later this month, actually. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about how that was to make and how important that is to you and why people should watch it?
Yeah, excited for that. Excited for everybody to get the full glimpse of what we were able to capture last year. And I went to Netflix and I was like, you know, I was motivated from the F1, you know, Drive to Survive stuff. Hopefully this will be somewhat close, hopefully in the same ballpark as that. But just I wanted to show them like what it takes to be successful. You know, I'm a very raw and real person, and I think that you often got to be buttoned up and not really show your true sides at times. That's where I get in trouble because I don't listen to those rules. And so I'm always raw and real every time. But you get to see that. You get to see that every day. You get to see the ups and downs and what it takes to be successful at the top level of this sport. And, you know, you're quickly humbled each and every day just because everybody at this level is great, you know. Moving forward with Kurt, you know, he's a champion. And just seeing how tough it is to win one race, I can't even imagine what it's like to win a championship. So, you know, this is – you got to have it each and every day, each and every minute to be successful. And with that comes a lot of pain, a lot of pressure, a lot of emotion, and I think that captures that. So we'll get to see it.
And is there talk of another season, or do we have to wait till it comes out and see how the numbers are? Or
I think it's all about numbers. I don't know. Hopefully it's good enough to have a second season because it was fun. The process was fun. We started back in, like, November of 2020. And shot all of last season. And so, yeah, I think they got some good stuff. So we'll see.
Hey, Bubba. Nick Hamilton, Nightcast Media. Just want to ask you, with just with the race being here in Los Angeles, and how would you estimate as far as just continuing to grow the sport of NASCAR amongst the black and minority communities, yep. especially with you being the focal point of one of the racers, and as far mm-hmm. as Team 23,
yep.
How are you guys going to be able to continue to expand that?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we hopefully the on-track success that this hopefully shows tomorrow will open up a new avenue for us, because, you know, we've been going to the same tracks and same venues for numerous amounts of years. And so going somewhere different is big, and changing it up for this is basically like a tryout for our sport, just to see, you know, how much different and wild can we go. But also being in this this demographic and this environment here in LA, I think the highest number we've seen was 70% of all the race ticket sales are new fans coming out that have never seen a race before, and that's massive. You can't get that when you keep going to the same venues each and every weekend. And so venturing out, doing bigger things, diving into our communities and figuring out, you know, what it takes for them to come to a race and implementing that, you know, it's not going to suit everybody, but, you know, the more we keep trying and learning and listening and understanding, I think the better off we'll be. So it's a never ending process, but it's fun to be a part of it.
Jerry
Jordan, kickingthetires.net. Got one for each of you. Bubba, last night you got a few extra laps with the Super Bowl commercial. Talk about that. And is there more to that commercial, or just you guys messing around last night?
Yeah, that was cool. The competition wasn't happy. They handicapped us. They gave us some older tires. It's just six laps, guys, six laps. They didn't want any leg up. So I told my guys, I was like, we can't really look into last night because it was so different. And jumping on track, it was night and day different from what we had. But super cool, a big deal for our sport. You know, Super Bowl is massive. And so anytime you're on there and getting our sport representation, it's big. It's getting those people that watch the Super Bowl that are huge NFL fans to be like, hey, you know, I might go out to a race this year, see what they're doing out in L.A., see what they're doing as a whole, as a sport, and growing and becoming more diverse and inclusive is big. And so, but no, that was fun. It was good.
And, Kurt, looked like you had a really fun offseason from what I could tell. So are you ready to get the season underway, and – can we expect any more cryptic video reels dropping like right before the 500?
Yeah, it was actually a great off season with all the testing we were able to do. I was with NASCAR down in Atlanta. We did Daytona, Charlotte twice, and then finished up in Phoenix, where Bubba ran one day, I ran the other day. And just, again, building the team. And I couldn't have done this without Billy Scott, a guy that I've won races with before. He made 2311 feel like home. For the 45 car, and the group of guys that we have assembled from all different teams gave us this like rebel attitude. When I told them, there was the video. I didn't know I'd have a ride. I didn't know I'd have a contract when I filmed that video down in Key West. I mean, doesn't everybody drive down to Key West to party and say that it's the end? That's what I did. And then to piece this all together, again, it's all timing. Great group of people with Toyota and Monster, and with this team, we've been busy this offseason, and now it's time to go, and it's time to build up towards being competitive every week and having shots to win for Denny and for MJ, and to be part of the JGR group. You know, the way I see this is there's six cars that are as identical as I've ever seen, and it's up to us to find the little differences to get our car in victory lane.
Zach. Zach Sterniola with Front Stretch. Bubba, I've got two for you. First of all, I know it's only been a couple months of testing alongside of him, but what's it been like building this relationship with Kurt over this off season as you head into this weekend?
I can't say the truth because he's right next to me, but no, it's been a lot of fun getting to know Kurt, and I hope he's forgotten about Darlington last year. I haven't, so I know he hasn't. That was dumb. But yeah, from
ran me over. Where the hell's he going? Okay, I was in his way.
But when we started having these talks of getting Kurt on board, the dynamic really changed, and he's been there to help me out through a lot, and talk about racing and talk about culture at the shop, and so. It's conversations like that is why he is who he is, and he's fun to be around. He knows how to have a good time, and you know, at the racetrack, he's over, you know, after practice, you know, trying to help us get better and what we need to work on and just implementing those things and just being indirectly a part of his conversations. You know, he wants little things that are different that I've never thought about. It's like having the DVR on so you can go back and watch practice. And it's like, oh, I never thought about that. He's like, I'm going to fix that. And I'm like, all right, you do that. You got more authority than me. But just little things like that is cool to figure out who Kurt Busch really is. So proud to be a teammate with him.
Just another question for you would be the, you know, you just hit on all the important factors of why an event like this is so crucial for the sport and the future of it. Do you feel like the sport would be as willing to make the such a bold move to try this without the technology that's available, where you know they can put it and model it on iRacing and see what it looks like firsthand before actually implementing it and having what we have in front of us here with you know in just like a month's time?
I think they're willing to do anything they can. I mean, we just threw I don't know how many tons of asphalt on top of a perfectly good football field to make a racetrack out of. So, you know, they're up for trying new things, and they're hearing, you know, the fans, they're hearing the drivers, they're hearing a lot of industry people talking about we need something new. And who knows what they have up their sleeve? You know that whole sandbox story. You know, it's just their sandbox. We're playing in it. We're here racing, so we're here having a good time.
Time for two more. Go to Davey and then wrap up with Lee.
I got a real quick question for both of you guys over here. Kurt, yesterday being named a official Jordan Brand athlete, I know you keep your partners really, really close to you, and that's an important aspect to you on the professional side. So how important is being now a Jordan Brand athlete to you, having that associated with your brand and on your race car?
Yeah, it's an incredible opportunity and to be in the fraternity of the athletes and to be chosen as one that's going to represent the brand in NASCAR. You know, it makes me drive in a different way. It really does. You feel it when you watch different athletes that are part of the Jordan brand play, and you see that they play and they race from their heart. And that was what MJ spoke to me when I first met him. He goes, your talent isn't questioned. It's your heart that I see in myself, and that's why I want you to be part of this team. And it blew me away of how that's what the way I've always driven. And now to be part of that brand, it fits with Monster Energy's lifestyle and Toyota and how we're going places. I haven't ventured out very much because of the brands that I'm with. Have been such incredible family style partners over the years. And that's where it's like, I'm just going to keep things as simple as I can and with blue chip groups. And it's what's led me to 23 years out here on the circuit.
Bubba, sorry to ask you a racing question, and I don't like those, but the speed charts on practice and some of the things you said on the radio, you were clearly pretty frustrated with your handling and just everything that came with that those few sessions. What were you struggling with, and do you think that your lack of track time this offseason recovering from your surgery had any impact to the struggles that you were dealing with?
I mean, yeah, I blame it all on my shoulder. That's my excuse.
Now they gave him a wheelbarrow to drive. We got it fixed.
Yeah. No, we the changes. We're all figuring out this new car, the next gen car, and changes are very time consuming. And so when you're only offered 5 minutes in the garage to you know to debrief and figure out what you want to do, the change that we had in mind that we wanted to do, we would have missed the next practices. So we were doing changes to figure out what the car needs, and it was crutching it, but we didn't really get over the hump. So. I'm competitive, and when you're out there getting run over in practice, it's not good. But we all share that same frustration across our board, and we've already made the changes. We're ready to go now, so qualifying will be interesting. But shoulder is no issue. Wish I had something to fall back on, but I can't.
Well, rapidly.
Kurt, you're one of the last guys who actually worked on his cars growing up and have a good understanding. So coming out of the box, what are your first impressions of the car? A lot of the guys have said that it turns better, and with the somewhat tight corners here, that's probably an important aspect to have compared to the old car.
Yeah, the next gen car fits in an arena like this. I don't know if the old car would have done this and been able to put on as good a show.
Easy, they might go make us race these every weekend now that you just said that.
And just working on the car, yes, things are a little bit different. And it takes a little longer to make changes, but that's where crews will find a rhythm and we'll know what we need as we go into practices. to have a better game plan. But this is first weekend out, and my engineer said, yeah, we put four slats of front bar in it. I'm like, four, that's a whole different style of lingo. And that's what the new, that's what this next-gen car is going to teach everybody, is new things to think about. There's anti-dive, there's anti-squat, pro-dive, pro-squat. We now have a sequential gearbox that I would have loved to have had gear choice on, but all the gears will be locked in once we get to other road courses and things like that. The brakes, there's so much to learn there because of how big they are. And so it's, again, you have to be liquid and fluid with adapting to all new things as a driver. And this car is no different than me jumping in a rally car or challenging myself to do pro stock a few years back. And I was telling Bubba, I'm like, what's the slowest, meanest, nastiest track you've ever been to? Just put your mindset there. That's what this Coliseum is going to challenge us with, on how it's out of the box, but it's a fun challenge. Look at this environment. It's 77 and sunny, and NASCAR built this for us to go and put on a show. Now it's up to the drivers.
And finally, Denny said he underestimated you initially until he went to that first practice. And then he kind of followed it up with, you know, now seeing what he knows, there's nobody else he would have chosen for the second team other than you to drive that car. And I'm just kind of curious, you know, what kind of confidence does that give you, knowing that, you know, the guy that, one of the guys you report to has that kind of confidence level in you?
It's humbling. You know, Denny's a three-time Daytona 500 champion. He has plenty of opportunities for more championships in this sport. To be racing with MJ, Bubba, the whole group at Toyota. I mean, let's face it, I was a different person when I came into this sport. I was a blue-collar kid from Vegas that had to scrap and throw fits and to run up front to keep my ride. And, you know, then in my years at Penske, I was trying to learn professionalism, and that wasn't going as smooth as I was hoping for. I raced for James Finch, who was one of the biggest partiers. I mean, that was the first time I ever seen a bar inside the lounge of a hauler. Racing with Barney Visser, you know, the racing with him, it was a whole different life lesson with Barney, and how much Christianity he had within him and his family. Gene Haas, everywhere I've been, there's so many good growth stories. And I'm in the right spot now with being able to give back to young crew members and different people that have helped me over the years. So racing with Denny, it's been fun already, just telling stories of how Tony Stewart was a team owner and a driver. And I'm like, Denny, I got you, buddy. I've raced with Kyle as well at KBM as an owner driver. So this is the right spot for me to be, and I'm happy to be here.
Thank you, Kurt. Bubba, good luck tonight and tomorrow, and appreciate your time.
Cool, thanks.
Thank you.
Watch your son.
Yeah, I've seen that. Thank you.